Cynthia Day. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? None. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, 35 years in Colwood. What is your occupation, and for how long? Legal assistant, 3 years, Colwood City Councilor 20 years, stay-at-home mom 25 years, volunteer and advocate my whole life. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. First elected in 2002 to Colwood Council. I champion social justice, Victoria Family Court and Youth Justice Chair for more than 10 years, advocate for seniors and those with different abilities, Intermunicipal Advisory Committee on Disabilities since 2002. I have been a Cub and Beaver leader, a community activist supporting best practices and voter engagement, and an advocate for long-term planning and environmental protection. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running to help my community. I am motivated by the important work to ensure voters are properly informed, heard from and listened to when they participate. We need our collective wisdom to solve some very difficult problems. Are the wetlands, streams and trees that mitigate climate issues protected? Will council respect the input provided by our official community plan that residents spent so much time to provide input on? What are your top 3 issues? The democratic process. To have a high-functioning democracy, you need 3 things: education, all the information that affects the issue including costs, notification, provide information sufficiently in advance to allow the public to examine the issues and make informed comment, and respect. The public should be able to contribute their unique knowledge and be listened to, including a process to address inaccuracies in the city's information. Natural system support. Colwood does not identify our wetlands and is developing without regard for their protection. Transportation planning has been limited to what development is willing to provide, without considering the realities we must address. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A vibrant environment where natural systems, wetlands, streams and trees, are supported so that they continue to supply us with affordable future-proof living, where employment, education and entertainment are accessible for all, and governance is accountable to the residents through continuous engagement and active sharing of information. What's one big idea you have for your community? My one big idea is to engage, to motivate and to create a community that works together to bring the best and brightest solutions forward to conserve our natural resources, reduce our long-term costs and make life work well for every member of the community regardless of their background, abilities or wealth. That our future children have the hope to see our eagles, owls, deer, otter and whale neighbors thrive without fear that they cannot live in the world we have built. We must live with nature, and nature must have our support to live with us.